Lori Houston's News for the Heart is dedicated to helping you give a voice to your own soul. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggles that keep us from awakening to our true essence. Join Lori now as we delve into our heart and soul to find the path that will open us to the possibilities and lead us to the life we love to live.
And good afternoon. This is News for the Heart, and I have Jean Adrian with me. You can find out more about Jean if you go to her website, jeanadrian.com. It is November. I cannot believe it. Thankfully, we are out of Mercury retrograde, and we're going to talk a little bit about that because that seemed to have impacted me a little bit with this last solar eclipse and still in Mercury retrograde, although it is direct. We're not out of its shadow until the 10th, so they do recommend that you don't... Don't sign anything or make major commitments until after that date. But welcome, Jean.
Hi, Lori. And yeah, wow, I read your newsletter. Sounds like you had the solar eclipse Mercury retrograde day from hell.
You know, it was pretty intense. It was earlier that week I'd had this healing done, and I'm not sure what it is. I think what has to happen with me is that people have to not maybe completely talk about all the things that are wrong. And that kind of was what happened, is that we were discussing all the things. She kind of told me all the things that were wrong instead of, you know, maybe leading off with one thing, like things that are gone, and then talking about... Anyway, it was a short conversation, and she seemed to think I messed up the appointment times, and I was pretty clear. It was pretty clear that she said Tuesday like three times to me on the phone and had said that the Monday she wasn't available because she already had stuff. So when I called her on Tuesday, she was already in a little bit of a, why didn't you call me yesterday? And did it. I'm like, whoa, well. So anyway, then she's, you know, was telling me all these things. I'm like, oh my goodness. And it got worse and worse. And so that week I was just like, just trying to, I don't know, trying to feel a little bit better. Like there were a bunch of flus, and I think I even had the swine flu, and I had like staph in my lungs, which apparently is very bad, but I mean, all of this stuff. And so I kind of like, okay. So then I booked an appointment because health is my major priority between now and, well, till whenever it gets all resolved. Mm-hmm. And I booked an appointment, and I was not thinking about the dates when I booked the appointment. So, of course, we're still in Mercury retrograde. We have a solar eclipse coming on the 23rd. And of course, I booked my appointment for the 23rd. Everything was going fine up until the point of me getting out of the appointment. There was only one car left, so I reserved it. With this car to go, you can only reserve half an hour in advance. So I reserved it, and I went and grabbed a bite, came out, started looking for it, and I couldn't find it. It wasn't where it was supposed to be. And I'm like, I decided, okay, well, I'll just, you know, go through the entire underground parking lot. And, you know, five levels later, I finally found one, but it wasn't the one that I had reserved. So, and it wasn't letting me take it. So I thought maybe it was because I had reserved one. So I called them up, and, you know, we talked and talked and talked. We couldn't get the one that I'd found because apparently it was supposed to have maintenance done to it. So I don't know why they didn't put it out of service. Like, I don't know why it didn't say out of service. Then I wouldn't have been an issue. But we, you know, I was trying to find this other car because apparently it was the only one in the neighborhood. And I just had, this muscle activation. So I really just wanted to get home and relax and just, like, put my feet up and not worry. And I was on the phone with them, still searching around for the one car. She told me she put it out of service because I was now the fourth person that couldn't find the car. And I was still talking to them as I came out of the one with, I said, well, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, it has to be somewhere around here. She goes, yeah, you're right. It does. Otherwise it wouldn't, like, it wouldn't say that it was there. So I'm coming up and she said, you know, are there any side laneways? And it's like, well, if there were, like, I think it would have gotten towed by now, because this is a really busy area that I was in. But as I came up and I started looking, but as soon as I came up, I saw the parking lot across the road. And my intuition said, like, yeah, it said, this is, I mean, it wasn't even maybe intuition as much as it was logic. It was a green parking sign. And basically our municipal parking lots are called Green Pea, but it does say municipal parking lot, but it's called Green Pea. And this sign was green and it had a green pea in it. So if somebody wasn't really, really familiar and they were coming and it was right across the road and they knew they were going to that parking lot, it was a pretty easy mistake. Except by this point I'd been told, you know, I think you should cancel this appointment. And then right before, like 2 hours, 3 hours before I left, I got, you know, you really should charge your phone. I'm thinking that doesn't make any sense. And, you know, I just kept going on. And, you know, the one part of me was going, okay, so is this, you know, is this my gut, which I probably should have asked instead of, you know, just kind of ignoring it. Because a lot of times lately, I haven't felt like doing anything. So apathy sort of sets in. And, you know, is it just me not wanting to do it? Or is it my gut sort of saying, hey, don't do this? So I've been on the phone now with her about 15 minutes and I'm searching for this car under this parking lot, but this garage goes under. So as I'm talking to her, we get cut off. Then I find some of the guys that are working there and I say, you didn't happen to see like a smart car that's for Car2Go, because it's not supposed to be here. We know it's not supposed to be here, but it's saying that it's in the air. It's in where it's supposed to be, but it's not. So he said, oh yeah, it's there. And he goes, I think there's a couple tickets. He goes, we could have towed it. I said, well, you should have. at least they would have known where it was. So I finally find it. I have to call them back to say, okay, take it out of service or put it in service because I found it. And I had to re-explain the entire story all over again because, of course, I got somebody else.
Yeah, always.
Always. And I finally get on. I get in. And, you know, as soon as I start the car and start to back up, I knew there was a problem. Thinking about it now, it was because it had been parked in somebody's parking spot, right? Because when you look it up, it says you have to park on the top level. In the parking lot it's supposed to be, that's four levels up. In this parking lot, it's the main floor. And it was somebody's spot, like it was a numbered spot. So it was probably the person that had the spot that flattened the tire.
Oh, yeah.
Probably. Because, I mean, I would be mad if there was a car parked in my... Mind you, I would have done different things. I probably would have called Car2Go and said, hey, there's a car in my spot, move it. So anyway, long story short, I start driving, the radio's not working, which, you know, typically under normal conditions, I probably wouldn't care, but I thought, you know, this is really odd. And then it hit me afterwards, no radio, no inboard communication. By that point, when I finally discovered, and by the time I discovered it was flat, like the brakes came on, like it's bad weather, I can't think of what that's called, but the brakes came on and it was like, I'd shredded the tire, like I completely shredded it. So I had to pull over and I went to use my phone. Phone's dead. I went to use the inboard phone and of course it looked like it was calling somebody, but I couldn't hear them, so it wouldn't matter because whatever was wrong, I don't think it was the radio that was the problem. It seemed like a speaker wire or something because there was no volume. So I had to get out. I had to find a convenience store. I had to ask them if they would let me use it. And I was literally on the phone. Like, first they said, okay, no problem. We'll have a tow truck. I said, oh, great. Well, will the tow truck take me home? And they were like, just a second. So it was a new person, didn't know what he was talking about. He ended up leaving me on the phone for 25 minutes.
Oh my God.
The store kicked me out. They said, look, we can't. He didn't actually come back onto the phone for another 6 or 7 minutes. So I would have been on the phone, like, I would have been on wait for like 30 some odd minutes. Little frustrated, a little angry, went back, parked the car, and then I just walked home because I didn't have a phone there where I could check the app to see if there was any closer cars, which is what he was trying to do, but there were no closer cars. So he left me a message that I could grab a taxi and they would pay for it. But I don't know how he was expecting me to get that message because I didn't have a phone and he knew it. So crazy, crazy day. Of course, when I got in the car and I started backing up, I knew there was something wrong. In fact, my intuition said, open the door and look to the back. And that's exactly where the flat was. Like, I knew from, it was just crazy. My intuition had been telling me and I just ignored it because I was trying to control the situation. I was trying to just get home. And instead, by the time I got home, I was in so much pain. I was so frustrated. It was just one unbelievable day.
Well, I'm sitting here thinking the person who is telling me this is a psychic. So, lot wrong with this person.
Well, it was, you know, it's funny. Like, I thought about it when I was writing my article. It's like, why was they not listening? And I think it's because usually when my intuition comes in, I mean, yeah, I get gut intuition, but I don't, it's not my strongest intuition. My strongest intuition is my heart. The heart, I mean, nothing's ever wrong when it comes from the heart. I mean, it's always, you know, everything's always perfect. And for whatever reason, clearly this was what I was supposed to do and experience. It just, you know, it was one of those days where it's like, wow, I just so wanted to control this. I could have. Now, it wouldn't have been easy to get to the subway from where I was stranded at all, but right. I could have done that. I walked by one of the subways. I mean, I could have just got on it and at least, you know, at least not had the half hour of going downhill and stuff, which really ended up hurting my knees and my hip and, you know, the whole reason I was at the muscle activation guy. So, yeah. That, wow. You know, but at that point I was just so frustrated and I don't know why I didn't think about it. I mean, I seriously didn't think about it. I was trying to find other cars knowing that there were other parking lots that could have had cars at them. So I was looking for, that was what I wanted. And I don't know why in the end I just didn't take the bus home.
Yeah. Okay. So I have two questions.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is, what was the lesson from this?
Yeah. Well, definitely the lesson was, you know, when you get information, like, verify it, Lori. Like, don't ignore it. Ask if this is my gut telling me something, or is this just me in apathy and therefore fear and not doing something? Like, ask, why did you completely ignore three signals and, you know, and keep going? I mean, you can, your ego can't be that big. Clearly it was, but.
Oh, too funny.
You know?
Okay, so here's my second question.
Yes.
So twice in the last few minutes, you have mentioned the word apathy. Mm-hmm. What's up with apathy lately? Because I've been dealing with it too.
You know, I tried to find the right word because, you know, I wrote fear and it's like, well, yeah, it's fear, but it's not fear in that, it's fear in apathy. It's just like having no energy. And I, you know, honestly, Neptune will be going direct. And I know it has more to do with your dreams, but there's something about I don't know. There's something, maybe it was the solar eclipse. Like maybe that was the message that the eclipses have been, you know, it's been about releasing stuff, right?
Right.
And the last eclipse was all about, well, it was all in Scorpio, which is shredding, you know, that layer of skin, transforming. And because it was at the very beginning of it, like it was at literally 0 degrees, it was a new beginning. So it's like, what do you need to truly feel and need? Like, what is it that you truly need? And what do you need to let go of to do this? And for me, apathy has been one of my, you know, I don't know, since probably the entire year, actually, or even longer, where I just haven't felt the energy to do stuff. And I keep, you know, I mean, the other thing is with these health tests that I've been having, these body scans, you know, why am I still getting things that are, you know, like I had the flu, I had the swine flu, I had whatever, the staph in my lungs, I had something in my back. I mean, why am I still having these viruses? I mean, the other things were gone, like they didn't mention the Lyme disease, and you know, there's a bunch of other things that, you know, that aren't there anymore, like the heavy metals and that stuff. They weren't showing up anyway. But what is it that, you know, what is it that keeps me, you know, having these viruses? Am I not taking care of, like, I'm pretty much, you know, I think that I'm being less stressful. Yet one of the times when I went to the muscle activation guy, he said, you know, your adrenals are off, so you're not handling stress. And I was like, wow, really? But I mean, I'm not doing anything. How can I not be handling the stress? I'm taking care of myself all the time. I'm just not doing anything. Anyway, clearly that's probably stressful on my body as well. So yeah, these are the questions. Like, where is apathy coming from? You know, I just don't have energy. I haven't had energy for at least a couple years since the frozen shoulders. So that's actually almost, you know, getting close to 3 years now. The frozen shoulders are pretty much de-thawed, pretty much. But mm-hmm. There's still some discomfort. There's still, you know, there's still some limitations. So what is it that is doing this? Maybe when we come back from our break, we can talk more about this and maybe do some clearing, see if there's anything around this that that we can work on with regards to apathy. And then maybe we can talk about what your clearing brought up with regards to apathy, because it does seem to be something that I'm hearing from a lot of people, and I've been feeling it myself. So we're going to go to break. You are listening to News for the Heart with Jean Adrian and Lori Houston. If you want to find out more about Jean, go to her website, jeanadrian.com. If you want to go to our joint website where we have a teleclass that we've already done and one coming up in January, go to realitiesofcreation.com, and we'll be right back. I'm Lori Houston, and I have a great show on bmajor.org called News for the Heart. I'm an intuitive counselor, coach, and teacher with professional qualifications and certifications, as well as natural clairsentient and claircognizant abilities. I've been on my spiritual path for over 20 years, and during that time have acquired, through extensive studies, teachings, and sacred texts, over 30 different healing modalities, which are continuously being added to, as life is an ongoing journey. My passion is on relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that is blocking you, and awakening consciousness as we become more heart-centered. You can find out more about me at my website, intuitivesoul.com, or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And I'd be honored to connect with you. Let's get to the heart of what matters. Do you want to become more empowered, connected with your core, guided by your heart and soul's purpose, be more balanced, and have more mindfulness? Are you searching for the answers, wanting to understand your relationships better, why your intimate relationships, friends, family, and even work colleagues can impact your quality of life? How your relationships interfere with your business, career opportunities, and even starting your own business? I'm Lori Houston. I have a free weekly advice column with bmajor.org called Heart Lessons. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggle that keep us from awakening to our true essence. You can send me your questions, or for more personal guidance, contact me at intuitivesoul.com or call me at my toll-free number 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And let's get to the heart of what matters to see your heart lessons.
Want to know where you can hear Lori Houston's News for the Heart? Well, that's easy. You can tune in to Lori via Clear Channel's iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and at bmajor.org. Now, back to Lori Houston and News from the Heart.
And welcome back. This is News for the Heart. I have Jean Adrian with me. Jean can be found on our website, jeanadrian.com, and she joins us twice every month. So she'll be back on the 17th for her live taping. If you want to join us, please let us know, and we'll set that up so that we're available for that. So I had my very painful day, and we've been talking about apathy. So we thought we'd get to the heart of what matters and talk about, you know, where that's coming from. And Jean, you're going to do a clearing room and see what comes out of that.
Yeah, so this is going to be for you and me and anybody else out there in listener land who is dealing with apathy. So let's just take a moment, surrender to spirit, and ask for help. Oh, the first card I pulled says overwhelmed by an authority figure. So it sounds like rather than dealing with authority, we're just like going inside our shell, huh? Hmm. And it says it's a past life thing.
Okay.
All right. So let's see what the setup is around the past life thing. So I'm going to pull a couple of the orange cards, which are the setup on this. The first one says broken heart. And the second one says forced out of a partnership or marriage. Okay. And the third set of cards, the yellow cards, are the soul reaction cards. So let's see what this did to our souls. There's not one in there that says caused you to become apathetic, but it says inflow has been shut down. Money, love, creativity, etc. Grace. In this case, you know, for what happened to you, sounds like, you know, you couldn't hear your guidance.
Oh, I heard it. I just ignored it.
You shut it down.
Yeah, totally. Well, I just was trying to be in control. This is what I wanted, so it had to happen this way.
All right. There's a stuck belief. So let me see what the stuck belief is. I can't have what I want.
See?
So there you go. All right. Let's clear this bad boy. Because I'm ready to become whatever the opposite of apathetic is. Motivated, excited, productive, creative, all of that stuff. All right, so let's get some green cards here. And so the first card says to connect heart to heart with this person that you were in another lifetime, who got their heart broken and they were forced out of their partnership or marriage and shut down inflow and got left with the belief, I can't have what I want. Connect heart to heart with this man or woman that was you and ask them, what can I do to help you right here, right now? Okay, so what'd you get?
Well, I got let go, listen, honor.
Okay, and my woman just said love me. Hmm. All right, so there's a lot of old energetic debris inside our bodies and out in our fields. This energetic debris is the residue of the thought forms, the thoughts that we had back in that other lifetime that have left us believing we can't have what we want. So close your eyes and look inside your body and out in your field. Find all the energetic debris, all this old stuck energy, and just ask God and the angels to take it away. Okay. And the final clearing says, in your imagination, be covered by a big sheet of white paper and allow a being, either an angel or this person from the past life or some light being, to write you a message. And then take the paper off and turn it around and read the message.
Yeah,
mine said, it's all right there. Go for it.
Mine was, I think maybe because I was trying to figure out, you know, where would the authority figure come from? So it's about forgiveness. That, that there's forgiveness, but that just to dance, just get out there, just, you know, start living life again. And I think that's been, you know, a little bit of the problem.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the authority figure was probably this person who broke our heart and forced us out of our comfort zone, out of where we were happy or thought we were, you know.
Right. But there should have been something that triggered that particular.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Well, maybe. Who knows? But we get blessings for doing this work. And I'm going to pull three of the cards. The first one is release from overwhelm. The second one says return of authority, power, and confidence. And the final blessing says centeredness and calmness that enables you to see and accomplish your purpose. So that sounds like moving out of apathy to me.
It does.
All right. So it's gratitude that owns every clearing. So take a moment. Give thanks. Take a deep breath in. And exhale it out. Lock it in.
Right. Well, I did go for a walk this morning, so hopefully this is my time where Mars is in my sixth house, which is all about my health. So I need to still take advantage of that while it's still there for the rest of the month. So, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. But, you know, it started on the 18th. It's like, okay, seriously, I have not had that much energy. I've gone for a few walks, but like not like I could before. So anyway, hopefully.
No, my walks have been towards the bed to take a nap.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
Not so good.
I've got a great staircase to climb every time I come to my place. So the one day I went out four times, it's like, yeah, that's a good exercise. But yeah, I just, you know, I think the fake it till you make it type thing kind of runs for this situation. It's like, I just got to keep even, I think, you know, don't do something that's going to exhaust me, but just get out there, like get your body moving. 'Cause I haven't been, and we've, you know, the weather's been a little unpredictable, but you know, for the most part, it's been reasonable. Halloween kind of sucked, but
oh, you should have been here in Georgia where we had snow
on Halloween or the next day.
Ma'am.
On
yes,
Halloween.
Ma'am.
Uh-huh. Wow. Yeah, we didn't have snow. It just rained and it was cold.
It started off with the rain, but then it turned to snow. And they're just kind of across the border up in Tennessee. They had like, I think 14 inches of snow.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I only got maybe a quarter of an inch.
Oh, okay.
Stick. So, you know, but still, I mean, this is the earliest, I think, in history.
Is that right?
We've had snowfall down here.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. I am really hoping that this year is not as bad as last year.
Yeah. Me too.
I don't know what was worse for you guys last year, but for us, it was, you know, just the extreme cold and the ice.
For me, it was being without water for 17 days because of the cold.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. But it was the cold, though, that was the problem with you guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We got snow, but it was, and we didn't get a lot of ice because I was more often than not, I was able to get off of my mountain. But it was so cold that pipes froze, and they froze to the point that the plumbing people couldn't diagnose, you know, where the problem actually was. It took them 16 days.
That's crazy, right?
And then on the 17th day, they were able to replace the pump, and, you know, after that, I had water.
So the pump froze? That was the problem?
Well, I think what happened was it wore out.
Mm.
I think there were a lot of different problems, and so it was acting and behaving intermittently, and then eventually it just freaking died.
Wow.
And so every time they would try to figure out what was wrong, it was sort of like stabbing mercury with an ice pick.
You know? Good visual.
Yeah, it was very interesting. So this year I'm going into the, not apathy, but into the face of preparedness, and I have put the deposit down on a wood-burning stove to go in my fireplace in my bedroom. I have a small wood-burning stove in the rest of the cabin, this year I'm going to be prepared so that I can be off the grid. I can, you know, I've got plenty of wood already chopped and stacked and ready to go. And they'll install that new stove on the 17th of November, and then I'm prepared. And so I will not freeze, and my pipes will not freeze, and it's all going to be good.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, at one point they were saying that this was going to be a warm winter, but then they kind of backed out of that because the whatever warm front was supposed to have happened didn't happen. So I'm really sort of still going with the fact that it may happen.
I like that. I like that because nobody down here ever said that.
No?
No, they've been saying that the woolly caterpillars are all black. Supposedly you can tell how bad the winter's going to be by those red and black woolly caterpillars, how wide the black stripes are. Well, this year they're all black.
Oh my.
Yeah. And then another one is the, I forget what kind of seed it is. Not pomegranate. It begins with a P. It's some kind of seed. And on the inside of that seed, when they cut the seed in half, if it looks like a snow shovel, then you're going to be shoveling all winter long.
Well, now there's some interesting, I guess they're not old wives' tales, but they're interesting little tidbits of whether whether they're accurate or not is interesting. I mean,
they also say that in the beehives, the bees are lining the outside of the hive. I have not been back inside my beehive since I got stung.
Gee, that's shocking.
But tomorrow night is our bee meeting. So I'm going to the bee meeting and I'm going to see what the other beekeepers are saying about their bees.
Aww. Yeah, I guess.
And this winter.
I guess that's a big concern if you have bees, to make sure that they're kept warm.
Yes.
Is there anything else you can do for them?
No, they do it all by themselves. They have to make 90 pounds of honey per hive in order to be able to not starve over the winter.
Wow.
Yeah. So hopefully they've been making tons of honey.
And you haven't checked since the last time.
No. And I really need to, but I'm afraid.
Oh, dear. Yeah, I can understand that, though.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm taking really good care of them, and I'm keeping their, you know, I'm putting food out there for them, but I'm not going inside. No, thank you.
Aw. Yeah, I read something about the GMO and how it's, like, killed millions of bees just by having the wrong crop close to them.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary, you know, all the things that are happening that, and maybe this is, you know, this thing about us needing to be in control or wanting to do something to make changes. And, you know, I think these are the things that you just kind of say, okay, so pick your battle. What is important? You know, is it the outside stuff or is it the inside stuff that you need to, you know, you need to make sure, you know, you're coming from the right place. And so you have a day like a week and a half ago and, you know, you kind of wonder like, whoa, what's it all about? Like, where are we in this fascinating journey that we're on? Like, are we, you know, I had an interesting conversation also with somebody who, you know, is doing relationship counseling here in Toronto and starting up a business. And, you know, it's interesting how we, you know, can have minor or major life crises that really make us look at the perspectives that we have and how they change so much. Like, you know, for whatever reason, and I don't know why. Well, no, I do know why. Like when Debbie Ford passed away, that was really a bit of an eye opener for me because it becomes, you know, it became a crisis of faith in that, you know, why are we doing all of this work if it's not to make us more healthy and having a better state of life? And I mean, Debbie Ford was the guru of shadow work and making sure that we work through our fears and all of that. And it's like, you know, if somebody like that will pass away from cancer, like, is it predestined? Is it, I mean, part of what I think I got from that was, you know, we don't know the bigger picture. We just don't know what the reasons are for some of the things that happen. So when I got my frozen shoulders and everybody was saying, you know, go here, go there, they can fix you immediately. And, you know, nothing worked. Well, I wouldn't say nothing worked. I mean, it would work to a certain degree. And, you know, I did all the shadow work around it. I did all the things that, you know, of the emotional stuff. But there was still, it seemed like there just, it just seemed like it was supposed to run its course for whatever reason. I don't know why. But
well, you know, it's not always emotional stuff. You know, I had the frozen shoulder thing for a year, I guess a year or two before you got it. Mm-hmm. And I finally, you know, I went from doctor to doctor and healer to healer. I finally got to my naturopathic doctor, and instead of doing, and she's an osteopath, but instead of doing any of her osteopathic stuff, she said she was going to do a Sufi healing on me because she's a Sufi. Mm. And what she found was that what had blocked my shoulder was that I had, because it was my left shoulder, she said that I had allowed in what she called a shaitan, and we would call it a Satan, I guess, into my heart. Hmm. And that I built this wall inside my shoulder capsule so that I would never let anything come inside into me through my left arm again, you know, the feminine, the receiving, to, you know, and so she had to first cast the demon out of my heart, and she did that, and she sent it out through my left little toe, which I thought was quite interesting. And I had to make a commitment that I would protect myself in healthier ways. And she had me do that verbally. And then she said, okay. And then she grabbed my arm and started to rotate it. And of course I was like, oh, holy moly, don't do that, because that is really going to hurt bad. And it went 180 degrees with no pain.
Wow.
All she had to do was take that energetic wall down that I had built. Now, I never would have found that through shadow work.
Hmm.
Sometimes it takes somebody getting totally outside of our box of reality and finding whatever this thing is that's so far outside the box, we never would have been able to see it for ourselves.
Oh yeah, no, I would have never seen the stuff that was coming up for me either. I mean, I had so much stuff, but see, we'll talk about this when we get back from break, but I would have considered that emotional stuff because at some point you made an agreement with picking up that demon or allowing yourself to be vulnerable emotionally that allowed.
What she said was, you're like a crow. You play with shiny things and you go out at night and travel the ethers, and you play with the people you meet out there, and you never stop to ask them, hello, are you from the light? You look like a shiny thing. I think I'll play with you.
Right.
And that's how he got into me.
Fascinating.
Through my own naivete.
Fascinating. Yeah. All right, we're going to go to break. You are listening to News for the Heart. I have Jean Adrian with me. Again, you can find out more about Jean if you go to our website, jeanadrian.com. You can find out about both of us if you go to the website, realitiesofcreation.com. And we'll be right back. Hi, I'm Lori Houston, and I have a great show on bmajor.org called News for the Heart. I'm an intuitive counselor, coach, and teacher with professional qualifications and certifications, as well as natural clairsentient and claircognizant abilities. I've been on my spiritual path for over 20 years, and during that time have acquired through extensive studies, teachings, and sacred texts over 30 different healing modalities, which are continuously being added to as life is an ongoing journey. My passion is on relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that is blocking you, and awakening consciousness as we become more heart-centered. You can find out more about me at my website, intuitivesoul.com, or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And I'd be honored to connect with you. Let's get to the heart of what matters. Do you want to become more empowered, connected with your core, guided by your heart and soul's purpose, be more balanced, and have more mindfulness? Are you searching for the answers, wanting to understand your relationships better, why your intimate relationships, friends, family, and even work colleagues can impact your quality of life? How your relationships interfere with your business, career opportunities, and even starting your own business? I'm Lori Houston. I have a free weekly advice column with bmajor.org called Heart Lessons. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggle that keep us from awakening to our true essence. You can send me your questions or for more personal guidance, contact me at intuitivesoul.com or call me at my toll-free number 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And let's get to the heart of what matters to see your heart lessons.
Want to know where you can hear Lori Houston's News for the Heart? Well, that's easy. You can tune in to Lori via Clear Channel's iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and at bmajor.org. Now, back to Lori Houston and News from the Heart.
And welcome back. This is News for the Heart. We've been getting to the heart of what matters. We've been talking about following and honoring your intuition, talking about apathy. We kind of ended this last segment with a little bit about, you know, a crisis of faith and how we sort of can shift that. And, you know, during break, we were sort of saying that, well, you know, one of the things, and especially when, you know, when we did the clearing, I got about forgiveness. And gratitude kind of fits in with, you know, all of the stuff that kind of happens around us and is definitely one way for us to move out of that energy of, well, it moves us out of apathy as well. I mean, it really is one of those things where, you know, if your focus is on your own internal growth and your own internal evolution, and that's what you focus on more than, you know, what's outside of ourselves or, you know, the things that are happening around us. If we can focus on our own specific journey, I think gratitude and forgiveness, I think probably has to come first, because forgiveness and, you know, in talking about, you know, the article I wrote, forgiveness often comes very easily from our heart, and our head usually follows with whatever our heart does, but it's our gut, that thing that wants to make us safe at all times. That's where I think we have some of the issues around forgiveness. I think that's where forgiveness is often blocked, and we don't realize it because our heart feels fine. And we're not realizing that there's still this piece that's trying to keep us safe, that's always in preservation mode, that's always trying to do things that keep us safe and healthy and keeping our heart and our minds clear. That's one of the things I think we should you know, be more conscious of. So that's why from now on, when I have a contradictory thought in my head, I'm going to ask if it is my gut intuition or is this just, you know, something else that's interfering. So when it comes to forgiveness, but, you know, the one thing that always shifts our energy is gratitude.
Yeah, absolutely. And gratitude, it does so many wonderful things. I mean, the first thing it does is it brings you into the present moment. I think, you know, when you tie back to apathy, a lot of times when we're in apathy, we're not in the present moment because we're either being apathetic because we're concerned about, well, what'll happen if I do something, you know, is it going to hurt? Or the last time I did something, it hurt, you know, right. So we're in the past. So we're not in the present moment, and you can't not be in the present moment when you're in a place of gratitude. So many times when, you know, the things that will motivate me is just to take a moment and start making a list of the things I'm grateful for in my life right now. And, generally by the time I do that, after I've gotten down to the fourth or fifth thing, my motivation, my mojo comes back. And I'm actually able to get up off the sofa and start doing things and even get excited about getting up off the sofa and starting to do things.
Yeah. I haven't felt excitement yet, but I'm intending that is, that's going to come.
Well, you know, it has come for me. It comes and goes.
Right.
You know, but, I tend to be able to locate it and fuel it up by doing the gratitude work. Hmm. And I've been really serious about doing it daily now for almost a month. And it has, it's brought about a major shift in my life. And I just, you know, I just write in the middle of my journal, wherever I happen to be, every day when I think about it, attitude of gratitude, I am grateful for. And then I start listing down some things. And one of those things, you know, might be, you know, for you might be, I'm grateful that my frozen shoulder is better.
Right.
I'm grateful that I'm not in the place I was a year ago. You know, I'm grateful that, I got home safely, even though there was crisis all around me, you know, things like that.
Right.
I'm grateful that the sun is out today because it really is a glorious day here.
Mm-hmm. We don't have that nice of a day.
Yeah, well.
Oh, well.
I'll be grateful for the sun for you. How's that? I'll
share it for you.
Yeah. Because, you know, it really, the other thing that gratitude does is it brings to you, it's like a boomerang. You know, you throw the gratitude out there and it brings back to you more of what you're grateful for.
Right.
And I heard a joke yesterday that I'll see if I can do this without screwing it up. Do you know what you call a boomerang that doesn't come back?
Oh dear. What do you call it?
A stick.
Nice.
I thought you'd like that.
Very nice. Very
and
nice.
Gratitude is not a stick.
No.
You know, fear is the stick.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. We get so caught up in the little things. I mean, maybe they're not so little. Maybe they're actually big things. But, you know, we seem to get so caught up in the stuff. You know, the things that are happening around us. And we forget to just sort of be there, be now, like, and, you know, gratitude can really, I mean, it takes away whatever those fears are. I don't know if I had been grateful that I finally found the car, if that would have made any difference, but certainly had I been paying attention and maybe done what I needed to do, although it was a very good treatment session prior. You know, everything just sort of happened afterwards when I was determined that I was going to have a nice ride home instead of taking the subway and the bus and blah.
All the above.
All the above. You know, they were really great though afterwards. That I can be grateful for. They, you know, because technically I could have been the person that caused the flat, even though I don't believe I was. I'm pretty confident that that was what my intuition was telling me. But, you know, from their perspective, I could have been that person. So I could have been charged with getting the flat. Instead, they reimbursed me for the entire trip. And then they gave me 60 minutes free.
Oh, see, there's huge, huge stuff for gratitude.
Huge. Yeah. Because 60 minutes, that can be 2 to 3 trips for me. Because they only do it by the minute, right? So it's not like other companies where you're reserving it for hours. It's the minute. If a car's available, it's kind of like when, I don't know if you have those bike services that happen, but it's kind of like if it's there, you can take it. And you can only reserve it for half an hour. And after 15 minutes, it actually stops being a reservation. So it's really one of those situations where, you know, as long as they're close by, you can just take it when you need it, sort of thing. And if you're going on a, you know, if you're going somewhere and you're going to be more than an hour, you can just, like, you don't have to take it to, like, from a place and take it back to the same place. It's one of those cars where you can just, you can, as long as it's in the home area, which is pretty much the entire part of Toronto, you know, you can pick it up, you drop it off. If you're out for dinner, you just drop it off. And when you're ready to come home, you check to see if there's another one available. And also on the weekends, they've been having sweet deals lately for $50 for a day, which is pretty great for us.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, because it includes obviously insurance and gas. But with this car, it actually includes parking too. So it's a really sweet thing for what I need it for. So
And they're those cute little smart cars, right?
Those cute little smart cars. So 140. Well, it's over 100 anyway, for sure. It's probably 110 or something. I was going 140 on the highway, and I thought those things just weren't even meant for the highway. They are like unbelievable. It's like, holy crap, these things can move. It's pretty funny.
Cool.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. But yeah, so yes, I definitely had things to be grateful for afterwards. After the fact, of course, you know, everything stopped hurting and I stopped being so frustrated and angry. But yeah, I mean, it was an interesting day, and it's certainly gratitude. Yes, gratitude is very powerful. And I think, you know, when we can get to that place, when we can really remember and really truly open up, I mean, it makes a huge difference in our lives.
Absolutely, it does.
Mm-hmm. So I think we'll talk more about gratitude for our next show, which is, what did I say, the 17th? Yes, the 17th. Like, because it'll be closer to your Thanksgiving. So it's good to talk about gratitude and maybe give some assistance to people that are going home for Thanksgiving or having their family come over, because I think a lot of people have difficulties with the holiday season, so it'll be good to talk about gratitude, maybe come up with a few things that will assist people to have an easier and more rewarding Thanksgiving and holiday season.
I like it.
All right. You have been listening to News for the Heart. If you want more information about Jean, go to our website, jeanadrian.com. If you want more information about our teleclass that we've been doing with 8 amazing women, go to realitiesofcreation.com. And if you want more information about myself, Laura Houston, you can go to intuitivesoul.com. All right, we've been getting to the heart of what matters, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks. All right, thanks, Jean.
Thank you.
Have a question for Lori and want to be on the next News from the Heart show? Drop us a line via instantfeedback@bmajor.org. News from the Heart is brought to you by Intuitive Soul and is produced by Major Radio for Clear Channel's iHeartRadio and bmajor.org.